Council reports that the European Court of Human Rights has today notified in writing the judgment of the case of Duquette versus Tiffany. The court held unanimously that there has been a violation of Article 2, Right to Life, of the European Convention on Human Rights on account of the presumed death of the applicant and his son. A violation of Article 2, Right to Life, of the Convention on account of the domestic authority's failure to carry out an adequate and effective investigation into the disappearance of the applicant and his son and their subsequent presumed death. A violation of Article 3, prohibition of inhumane treatment to the respective applicant. A violation of Article 5, right to liberty and security to the respective applicant and his son. A violation of Article 1 of Protocol Number 1, protection of property to the respective applicant. A violation of Article 13, right to an effective remedy to the respective applicant and his son. Violation of Article 14, prohibition of discrimination. No violation of Article 18, limitation on use of restrictions on rights. A failure by the Turkish government to fulfill their obligations under Article 38, paragraph 1A. Under Article 41, a satisfaction, the court awarded 7,000 euros for each of the applicant's sons, for the pecuniary challenge to be held by the applicant for his two sons' heirs. For the applicant, 29,400 euros for pecuniary damage and 15,000 euros for non-pecuniary damage. The court also awarded the applicant's representative 13,130 euros in respect of costs and expenses less 10,050 euros granted by way of legal aid. Principal facts. The applicant, Abdurazak Duquette, is a Turkish national born in 1942 and living in Diyarbakir City. At the time of the event in question, he was living in the Kaylarbaki hamlet, known as Balfiri, Kurdish, in the province of Diyarbakir. Facts of the case being in dispute between the parties, the court conducted an investigation and concluded as follows. On May 18, 1994, a military convoy arrived in the hilly area in the vicinity of Zalatiri hamlet. Two soldiers went down to the hamlet on foot. The applicant and the other inhabitants were ordered to leave their homes and were assembled under guard at the school on the outskirts of the hamlet. The soldiers took the identity cards of the adult males, including those of the applicant and his son, to summon their residents. Soldiers also set the houses of the hamlet on fire, most of which were burned down as badly as possible. The inhabitants assembled at the school were aware of what was happening, but were prevented from returning to their homes. At some point before noon, the soldiers selected six young men, including Ikram and Shevret Tsen, to help carry equipment, giving assurances that they would be able to return. The soldiers returned the identity documents to the inhabitants, except those taken from the hamlet to the airport. The inhabitants went back to the hamlet and found that their homes had been destroyed, including the applicant's house, belongings, and livestock. Some inhabitants said about salvaging their belongings and finishing the fight. At some point in the afternoon of May 18, 1994, soldiers returned and threatened the inhabitants with violence if they continued to fire. The soldiers burned any houses that remained standing. The applicant's sons were later taken to an unidentified military establishment to leave from where they were never seen again. As for the procedure, the application was lodged with the European Commission on Human Rights on November 18, 1994, and transmitted to the court on November 3, 1994. It was declared admissible on May 14, 2002. The court conducted an investigation under Article 38, paragraph 1A of the Convention, taking evidence from key witnesses at hearings in Ankara between the 18th and 20th of November 2002. The chamber decided that no hearing on the merits was required. The summary of the judgment is as follows. With regard to the complaint, the applicant complains of the disappearance of his two sons, Ikram and Shevret Tsen, as well as the alleged destruction of his family home and property by security forces in the course of an operation conducted in his hamlet in Balfiri. also maintains that no effective investigation has been carried out concerning either of the victims or the destruction of the house. He relied on Article 2, Right to Life, Article 3, Prohibition of Inconvenience, Article 5, Right to Liberty and Security, Article 13, Right to an Effective Community, Article 14, Prohibition of Discrimination, Article 18, Limitation on the Use of Protections on Rights of the Convention, and Article 1 of Protocol 3.1, Protection of Property and Human Rights. With regard to the decision of the court pertaining to Article 2 on whether the applicant's son should be considered dead, the applicant's two sons were seen being taken away by soldiers, the last seen in the hands of the security forces in an unidentified military establishment. Although the court was unable to determine their fate, given the general context of the situation in Southeast Turkey in 1994, there were strong grounds for believing that their unacknowledged detention was correct. For the above reasons, and taking into account that no information has come to light concerning the whereabouts of the applicant's son for almost 9.5 years, the court was satisfied that Quebec, in some respects, must be presumed dead following their unacknowledged detention by the security forces, finding that liability for their death was attributed to the Quebec government. The court held that there had been a violation of Article 2. Pertaining to the adequacy of the investigation, the court noted that despite the applicant's serious and detailed allegations, the responses given by the authorities limited his denial that the security forces had ever conducted an operation in the region since the applicant's son had never been taken into custody. The investigations carried out did not go beyond the acceptance of the complications believed by them that the applicant's son did not appear in the custody cases or buried wanted him. The court also noted that following the communication of the application before the European Court of Human Rights to the Turkish authorities, an investigation was carried out. There were striking omissions and defects in the conduct of the investigation. Among other things, no attempts were made to take statements from members of the security forces, and no steps were taken to seek any evidence from eyewitnesses. More importantly, the authorities did not consider it necessary to visit the hamlet with a view to verify the applicant's allegations and to collect any evidence. For the court, the omission was sufficient in itself to warrant the conclusion that the investigation was seriously insufficient. Finding that the investigation carried out into the disappearance of the applicant and his son was seriously inadequate and deficient, the court concluded that there had been a further violation of Article 2. Pertaining to Article 3, the court found that the applicant suffered and continued to suffer distress and illness as a result of the disappearance of his two sons and of his inability to find out what had happened to them. Furthermore, the court considered that the applicant's illness about the fate of his son must have been exacerbated by the destruction of his family home. The manner in which his complaint has been dealt with by the authorities had to be considered to constitute inhumane treatment contrary to Article 3. The court concluded, therefore, that there had been a violation of Article 3 with respect to the applicant. Pertaining to Article 5, the court noted that the applicant's son's detention was not lodged in the relevant custody records and that there existed no official trace of the subsequent whereabouts or fate. This fact in itself was to be considered a more serious failing and the defendant was responsible for an active preparation of litigants to conceal their involvement in the crime, to cover their tracks, and to escape accountability for the fate of the defendant. Furthermore, the absence of holding data recordings of matters like the date, time, and location of detention, the name of the detainee, as well as the reason for the detention, and the name of the person affected by the detention, is incompatible with the very purpose of Article 5. The court further considered that the authorities should have been alert to the need to investigate more thoroughly and promptly the applicant's complaint that his two sons were taken away in life-threatening circumstances Accordingly, the court found that the contempt judgment was held for $8 for 10 years. The complete absence of the statute contained in Article 5, that there had been a violation of the right to liberty and security guaranteed without provision, pertaining to Article 1 of Protocol Number 6. The court reiterated its finding that the security forces deliberately destroyed the applicant's family home and business, obliging his family to leave their homes. There was no doubt that those acts constituted a grave and unjustified interference with the applicant's right to the peaceful enjoyment of his residence. Accordingly, the court concluded that there had been a violation of Article 5 of the Protocol Number 6. Pertaining to Article 15, the court concluded that there was no available effective remedy with respect to the disappearance and presumed death of the applicant's son and the destruction of the applicant's property and health care department. Accordingly, there has been a violation of Article 15 in conjunction with Article 2, 3, and 5 to Article 5 of the Protocol Number 6. Pertaining to Articles 14 and 15, the court found that no violation of Article 14 or Article 15 has been established in the case of the contempt judgment. Pertaining to Article 38, paragraph 7, the court found that the Turkish government fell short of their obligation under Article 38, paragraph 28, that the convention took place all necessary preparations for the court to act in establishing the boundaries. This nation to observe the